you know, he asked me to give my testimony, and really, it's a story. It's the story of me. Each of us, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, have a story to tell. My story isn't real special. Probably very similar to some to you, but special to God. And so, each of us have our own circle of influence. Mine was in law enforcement. Yours might be the post office. Yours might be teaching. Yours, whatever. Each of us have a circle of influence. So what's soul winning all about? Sharing your story within your circle of influence to someone else. That's it in a nutshell. My story began, at least my Christian story began at age 7 when I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I saw that need as a young boy. Very much similar to probably a lot of your children here. You yourself, maybe. You know, nothing special. God didn't save me out of some horrible lifestyle, but he saw fit to impress upon me as a young boy my need to have Christ as my Savior. Unfortunately, I would love to say my life was all for him from that point on, but it wasn't. You know, God has a plan for us. Scripture says he has a plan for us. It was called, as we call it, preacher calls it, his will. We kind of wonder what God's will is for our life. Well, unfortunately, he doesn't send a text or an email or anything like that to say, yeah, right, this is what you're to do, and no, this is what you're not to do. But he does send us this. And so we need to know it. We need to know what it says. And as a young boy, I was taught to, like Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek God, seek him first. And when you sidestep that, you get in trouble. And I did that as a teenager, where my life was sports, all about baseball. I love baseball. I was making plans for college plans of not to where I would learn about Christ, but where I could play baseball, benefit me. And it wasn't until my senior year of high school, you know, and I was pretty good. I'd gone to a couple of pro tryouts just to see what they were all about, to help me know like colleges to go to or think about going to, and I loved the sport. But God saw fit to lay me flat on my back through a sports injury, and where I hobble around with a bad knee ever since, really bad torn cartilage. Back then, they didn't do it arthroscopically and tried to save as much. They just whacked you open, and so I've been bone on bone for since then, living with pain. But it's amazing what you can see when you're flat on your back. You know, you look up.
Yeah.
And God impressed upon me that I had been going my way and not seeking him first. And so through the course of those events, God saw fit for me to travel that same road from Rochester, Minnesota, down to Owatonna, Minnesota. Because I grew up in Rochester, so it wasn't that long of a trip to Pillsbury Baptist Bible College. Funny thing, preacher talked about his finding this young lady, this Norwegian gal at Pillsbury Baptist Bible College. Wife found her younger sister 7 years later. So here we are. That's the connection. But God saw fit. You know, and that doesn't mean that I was preparing to be in the ministry. You know, I had a mother and grandmother who prayed that I would not necessarily be in the ministry, but I would at least go to Bible college for a year or two just to get grounded in the Word of God better. My lifestyle in high school was not good. You know, I was a carouser. I was a follower. And it led me into some, you know, situations that I would like to not have back. And the devil, of course, you know, he's there to remind you. You know what you were in high school? You know, God's got a sense of humor. I had long hair. Well, now I don't have any, so. That was back in the 70s, 60s, you know. But anyway, the other desire of my heart was law enforcement. And so I went to Pillsbury Baptist Bible College for a year or two. I met Deb, but God allowed me to then redirect, and I went to a state school back in Rochester for my law enforcement degree. And worked in the factory, did a few things, and law enforcement back then was tough to get into. It probably still is now. I don't know, several thousand applicants for, you know, a handful of opportunities. And so, make a long story short, I started out, I got a job at the Plainview Police Department. It's a little town of 2,000, 2,500 people, three-man department. And it was a place where I began my law enforcement career, and yet it was a big stepping stone to me, because with a three-man department in one little town in a fairly large county, you know, my backup, if I needed it, was a deputy sheriff who may be, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes, or an hour away. So you got to be a good talker in tight situations where the woman's with a butcher knife at her husband, and you go, whoa, wait a minute here, let's think about things here. And there's plenty of stories I could share over the time I worked there for 2.5 years, and then got opened up an opportunity to become with the Minnesota State Patrol. And I worked, a few months in the Twin Cities metropolitan area, and until we finally settled in Owatonna. Kind of made the big circle. Started there as a college student, came back there to live in Owatonna, and we've been there 30-some years. And the State Patrol has been a good job. It's one, if law enforcement is a job that takes an unusual individual to do it. It's not for everybody. God has given me great opportunities through that. There's been a lot of challenges, you know, going to some of the gory crashes and things. Two things kind of tear me up, and one was that song where the four of them sang up here, including Marcia, and going to an accident where there's children involved. So it's, you know, it's a tough situation. Probably one of the biggest questions that both my wife and I got over the years is, you know, how do you handle the unknown? How do you handle the fear of what could happen? It's been interesting this last couple of months with my the basketball team that I coach. That's another story, but I coach a girls' basketball team at a Christian school that our church has. And every year I have done Bible studies with those kids before games. And this year, our Bible study that I've chosen to go through is going through the Word of God, doing a word study on the fear nots, or be not afraid, or fret not. And it's been really a good story, a good refresher in me of why do we get afraid, you know? Yes, there's opportunities, and there were plenty of opportunities where I'd walk up to a car, you know, and just like, yeah, what's in this vehicle, you know, or a van where he couldn't see what's inside. One of the biggest questions my wife always was asked is how could you handle being home and me being out in this dangerous job? And it's one of those things that, first of all, you have to be assured that God has a plan for you. Deb's response to them would be, I'm safer in the will of the Lord being in law enforcement than I would be out of the will of the Lord in a factory job. So she was settled in that, and I was too, that this was really what the Lord had for me to do. And yet there was a lot of unknowns, a lot of fear. And part of what I realized in this Bible study I'm doing this year is fear can do one of two things. It can either motivate you or it can paralyze you. And if you let fear paralyze you, then you're in trouble. But why does it paralyze you is because, you know, and who's the author of fear? You know? Now, there are times in the Scripture where God says, you know, fear the Lord, the fear of the Lord. And yet, there's other times where, you know, he assures all the way through Scripture, starting in Genesis, all the way through, be not afraid, fret not, have no fear. Why? And how can we not have fear? Because we got to remember and recognize who He is. And that's, I guess, all I could really trust on was, okay, Lord, this is what You have for me. You know, I know who You are, and this is Your plan for me. You have to, you know, provide either, you know, protect me or provide for Deb and, you know, the kids if that wasn't your will. But it all starts with recognize who God is and how He wants to, and He has a plan for you and wants to provide for you. But one of the verses that is kind of my law enforcement, if you will, life verse, is found in Proverbs chapter 3. Now, a lot of you, right away, 3, 5, and 6. You know, I mean, you just, how about 3, 25 and 26? And let me read that to you, and I'll close. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Been a lot of close calls God has put me through. You know, I've spent a week in the hospital, 3 months at home recuperating from crashes. Been at things where, you know, you pull up to just a simple little thing of a pickup pulling a trailer, no lights on the trailer. You walk up to it, three fellas in there, and all of a sudden there's kind of some shuffling going on. And all you're going to say is, hey, your lights aren't working. We got to get those lights working before you can go down the road. And all of a sudden, it just didn't seem right. All right, guys, let's get out. Oh, driver's door doesn't work. Everybody starts piling out the passenger vehicle. Well, normally I would just walk back and meet them at the back of the vehicle and say, here, your wires are bad. God didn't allow me to do that. For some reason, He had me go around the front of the vehicle, look in. I looked in, saw a bottle of beer, looked a little bit farther. Sitting right next to the bottle of beer was a loaded handgun. And these guys are wanted felons from the state of Iowa. And they were waiting for me at the back of the vehicle, and I came up around behind them and surprised them. And so, I mean, there's a lot of stories like that that, you know, we could go on and on. But I appreciate what God has provided for me. God allowed me to see fit to make it through my career. One thing about law enforcement, they don't want some of these old guys out there on the highway. I can't imagine myself wrestling with a drunk that's a 25-year-old when I'm 50-something now. So it is a good opportunity that they got out. But I can still have used those examples and just like I'm doing right now, sharing God's word with you from a life of trusting in Him.